with me, I have three candidates who are standing for lower house, that's the House of Representatives, seats in the federal parliament at the upcoming election for the Australian Liberty Alliance. First up, Tony Duncan. G'day, Tone.
G'day, Michael. How are you going?
I'm going well. And in the middle is Matt. Matt Darrow, g'day.
How are you?
Well, thank you. And a gent I'm yet to meet, so this is our formal introduction. Sean, is it?
Sean Spain, yeah.
G'day, Sean. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
That's the shot. Why are you standing for the Australian Liberty Alliance, Sean?
The reason why I'm standing for the Australian Liberty Alliance is I believe in their manifesto and their policies to put Australians first.
And what seat are you standing for?
I'm standing for the seat of Ford, the electorate of Ford.
Ford. Who's got that at present?
Bert Van Madden.
Oh.
He's Liberal.
Right. And is the Liberal candidate one of the 54 that stuck the knife into Tony?
Yeah, he's actually one of the ones that jabbed him in the back.
In fact, I think that distinguishes all three of you. I know you, Tony, you and I have spoken at length. You're up against the doctor, Andrew Lemming, right?
Yes, that's right.
Can you think of, and try and be as generous as you can, he's been there, what, 14-odd years, something like that?
Yeah, I think it's 12 years. He's going in for 15 years.
Can you think of one thing he's done, one thing that stands out?
No, I can't. And, he's always been a backbencher. He hasn't been promoted above that. And I consistently hear from people that, you know, they only ever hear about Andrew Lemming at an election time.
I know Andrew from my previous life in Brisbane. I met him when I was the managing director of the Symphony Orchestra, and he was a fairly frequent attendee at freebies like that. I'd be like you. I can't think of a single thing that distinguishes him in Parliament except for treachery. His treachery towards Tony Abbott, and he's sucking up to Malcolm Turnbull and his embrace of lefty soft sort of causes. Beyond that, I mean, you live in the electorate, don't you, Tony?
Yeah, I do.
What's he done for you?
He hasn't done anything for me. and look, I know other people who have asked for his assistance and been told, you know, if you're really concerned about the issue, then you should go and you know, look after it yourself. And I know that's why, for example, Joe, joined the ALA because there were some issues that were dear to his heart and he felt that he didn't get any movement.
Who was that who joined the ALA?
Sorry?
Who was that you were talking about?
Joe, one of the guys in my Bowman group.
Right. In the middle, between Sean on the right and Tony on the left, is Matt Darrow. Matt, what do you do for a quid?
Matt, I work at Bunnings.
And that's on the floor, like dealing with customers and that?
Yeah, a bit of both. I've got a bit of an account management role in the trade section at Bunnings. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got kids?
Four kids, mate, four boys. Four. 15, 12, 10 and 10.
And you are up against the career politician from Central Casting, Terry Butler. She was a Labor firm lawyer. She worked tirelessly for the interests of union bosses and then just took that gilded path straight into Kevin Rudd's electorate in Griffith, and she's down in Canberra. Have you met her?
Not personally, mate, but I don't really have a great desire to be honest.
I mean, you'd be at polar opposite ends of the spectrum, wouldn't you? She, the lawyer, the silver tail, and you, a family man with four children, working at Bunnings. Mate,
yeah.
I can't imagine that finances are something other than a bloody constant struggle and constant issue at the Darrow home.
Well, that's it, mate. And the way I see it is Terry Butler, as high profile as she might be, as intelligent as she might be, on top of Australian law and so forth, I think she may have just lost touch and she doesn't represent the electorate. Okay, so I'm just a family guy, I'm just an average guy, and I think I'm more in tune with the people on the electorate of Griffith.
Sean, what did you do for a quid, mate?
I was in the Australian Defence Force for the last 15 years and did 5 tours overseas. I was recently discharged on the 5th of March 2014, and since then I've been studying to become a real estate agent. I've completed my full licence, and I'm yet to find an employer that will take me on that will do the honest thing.
One word answers if you can. What arm of the service?
I was with RACT, Royal Australian Transport.
You're a truckie?
Yes, truckie, logistics.
What did you drive, mate?
I drove anything from Land Rover all the way up to Mack trucks.
Did you? So you pay level six, brother?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, legend.
Yeah.
And deployed five times.
Yeah. East Timor three times, Iraq and Afghanistan.
Holy shit. You want another medal or a wider chest to pin them on?
Yeah, just probably a wider chest will be all right.
People often see the army as just one big amorphous thing. You're a soldier. You were quite a specialist, weren't you? You were involved in logistics, but also at the heavy end of driving heavy vehicles. Do you go outside the wire in them?
Yeah, many times. I was detached to a light cavalry unit at 2nd 14 in Iraq, and I was detached to a special SOCOM unit, as per se, when I went to Afghanistan.
With the Lancers, that's the 2nd 14th, the Lancers, that's a Brisbane unit, right?
That's correct, at Anagra, yeah.
And primary vehicle? So
with 6 RAR, and 6 RAR went over there with 214, correct.
Bushmasters?
Bushmasters and the ASLABs.
Uh-huh. You would feel personally then, each of the 40 men killed who we left behind?
Yeah, definitely. It tears at the heartstrings, definitely. And this is another reason why I'm here with ALA, because I believe that we're becoming second-class citizens in our own country, and our government currently are forgetting about soldiers and those that actually have served and paid the ultimate sacrifice in the past.
I have never seen, and you know, I'm not going to get weepy about it, but I have been a little bit toey about it. I've never seen so clear-cut an example of what passes for the leadership of this nation, forgetting about the nation's priorities, as I saw yesterday. Where Turnbull was at a mattress factory, and the largest single repatriation of fallen, of dead warriors, 33 men came home in hearses yesterday. He couldn't spare the time to go and stand on the tarmac.
I can guarantee you, if I don't mind interrupting, that if ALA members are elected in, we will be there for every soldier that comes home, regardless how they come home. The current government, they have lost touch in representing Australians, and I've had it. I'm in extreme pain every day, but I'm standing for the electorate of Florida to actually make a difference. I'm a visionary. I'm not much of a politician, but I tell you, I'm going to make a difference if elected in.
It might be a little bit of drama with your microphone. Just give us that last bit again, would you, mate?
Yeah, I was just saying that if I'm elected in, I'm going to actually represent all Australians, including those that have come back injured and their families. It's a big deal to me, and I serve my country and I want to do it again. And obviously this time it's going to be in a suit.
Good on you, mate. Good on you. Well said. Look, when you sort through all the bullshit of life, when you cut the clay away from the rest of the crap, you wheat from the chaff, all that stuff, the greatest threat that could face a nation is a military one. The greatest change to our way of life would be invasion, someone taking us over. And the men who stand up, and men and women now who stand up and fight to stop that, perform the greatest function, the highest function you can in the land. To have 33, the largest number ever repatriated in a single exercise like that, return home yesterday, and the head of our government couldn't spare the time to get there? My God. Sean, sounds like you got your head screwed on right. Gents, we'll do a few of these because I'm very interested in the passage of three individuals. Tony, you're a very successful, highly successful businessman. You got your own business, right?
Yeah, I employ just under 20 people.
And you've got plans to step away from that to enter the parliament after the election, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Got somebody to run the show for you?
Yes, that's all sorted out.
And in the middle, Matt, happy to hang up the apron at Bunnings and move to Canberra?
No problem at all, mate. I'm sure they'll survive without me.
I reckon they will, but I don't think Terry Butler will survive without the Labor Party. I can't see that happening. And Sean, thank you for your service, mate. I think that encapsulates your life so far.
Yeah, cheers. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Good to talk with you, man. Good luck at the election. We'll chat again soon.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you. Yeah, bye.